Local law enforcement say they still don't know what's causing a spike in overdoses on Skid Row from a drug known as Spice. That's the street name for synthetic marijuana, and in recent years it's become a popular drug of choice, sold at the epicenter of LA's homeless crisis, and it's adding to city leaders' concerns about what's happening there and in other places across LA as well. Kevin Roderick is here for this week's LA Observed. Hi, Kevin.
Hi, Steve.
All right, when we say synthetic marijuana, we're not talking about just a, you know, a dime or a quarter bag, right?
No, this is a manufactured product that's been around for several years. It's becoming more and more of an issue on Skid Row. And what officials there are saying is happening now is, as you know, if you haven't been on Skid Row lately, there are streets and streets and streets lined with tents, which provide shelter to the people who are living on the streets, but also hide from prying eyes other things going on. And one of the things that the veterans of Skid Row think is going on is that people there are making their own batches of spice, distributing them around Skid Row. And that led to, over the weekend, 14 people overdosing and getting sick, including one police officer who merely ingested fumes.
Is this like some sort of underground business that's happening on Skid Row? Is that what it is?
Well, it sure does seem like that, because these little small doses of spice are being sold on Skid Row. Perhaps some of them are being given away, but I think it's probably you want return for your investment. And it's posing a real issue for the officials on Skid Row, the people who have seen previous waves of drugs like crack cocaine and heroin and other, and alcohol, of course, being pervasive on Skid Row, is that this one is particular, causes unpredictable behavior, especially among the many, many hundreds or thousands of Skid Row denizens who are already having emotional problems or mental illness. Some of the veterans quoted in the media over the weekend said, yes, this just leads to people who are already living on the streets and stressed emotionally just going out of their minds.
What are city leaders doing about this? Obviously, we know in Eric Garcetti's budget that came out, or his ideal budget, right, the proposed budget that he came out with, he increased homeless funding to, what, $138 million, I think is what it was. Is drug counseling or some sort of antidote to what's happening right now? Is that a part of it?
I think that would have to be, because that's clearly part of the backdrop of what's going on. But I think the reason this is, I think, is of such public concern right now is that the problem on Skid Row, which, again, is probably as visually bad as anything that I'm familiar with in my time in Los Angeles, is spreading around the city to where you see homeless encampments all over the city in places where you didn't used to see them, along freeways, everywhere, under freeway underpasses, out in the valley, all over the city. And these all places all start to be sort of affected by the arrival of synthetic spice and people smoking it and getting a little crazy. I think that's going to cause a lot of backlash all across the city.
And it's always been, I mean, homelessness is one of those things where it's sort of out of sight, out of mind. Unless you see it, you really don't know what's going on. But we see it, as you say, increasingly, not just in Skid Row, but in other places as well.
Sure. These days, I don't think it is possible to say that homelessness is out of sight and out of mind.
No, certainly.
Not anymore, because it's, you know, it's in all corners of the city where I have been lately, you know, distant corners of the valley, the far west side, all over South LA, on the east side. It's a big problem everywhere.
Everywhere. And this is a problem in a problem.
Well, you know, there's an LAPD cop who specializes in Skid Row, Dion Joseph, and he was quoted over the weekend just saying, you know, he's been trying to sound the horn for how bad things are in Skid Row for the last couple of years, and even he is surprised by the virulence of this drug and the way people react to it when they smoke it.
All right, Kevin Roderick with this week's LA Observed. Kevin, thank you.
Thank you, Steve.